Today, on this commemoration of all the faithful departed, we pray especially for our brothers and sisters suffering, those souls in purgatory who we know will be in heaven. We just don't know how long it will take for them to be purified. And so we pray and we offer this Holy Mass for all of them, especially the intentions that you gave, that they would be released. We know on this day in particular, many of them will be released to heaven, precisely because of our prayers, because of the sacrifice and the offering of Christ in the Holy Mass. For us, though, it's important to reflect not just upon their state and our need to pray and intercede for them, since they cannot intercede for themselves, but as Christians, how we approach death itself. I find one of the great tragedies for any Christian is when they're afraid of dying. I can understand not wanting to die. I can understand suffering because the nearness of death or the death of a loved one. Those things are understandable. But I find it tragic when a Christian is truly afraid to die. Because what that shows me is that their faith is weak, that they do not yet know the love of God. They do not yet know the love of God for them. There is no excuse any of us should have, either for our own death or the death of those whom we love. Now, normally, what happens when maybe a loved one may be passing, you may be afraid for their soul. You're worried that they're not dying in the state of grace or in regards to their judgment. That's understandable. So you pray and you intercede. You want God to be merciful. But even in those instances, we must keep in mind how far God has always been willing to go to redeem us. The Lord obviously uses our intercession, not only for one another, but even for the souls in purgatory. And of course, yesterday I spoke about the intercession of the saints in heaven for us and the souls in purgatory. So God clearly uses the assistance of each one of us to help the other. But he doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. That's what you have to keep in mind. God doesn't need your help to save someone else. And so it's one thing to be moved out of concern for somebody in their soul and so pray and intercede for them. It's another thing to be afraid, as if you have any real power whatsoever to do anything apart from God. It's a very important lesson that we learned in seminary. It's that God needs nothing, and God needs no one. And at first, that can sound a little shocking. He doesn't need me. I didn't even have to exist, and he'd be perfectly content without me. He doesn't need me even to be your pastor. He could make another one. He doesn't need you to pray for anyone you love so that they could receive grace and be saved. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need any of us. He is the Lord. And don't underestimate that. The beautiful thing is that he wants you. And he wants to use your intercession to help. But he doesn't need it. And what that should do for each one of us is take off our shoulders this burden of fear. This burden thinking that our role is somehow necessary. No, only the Lord is necessary. And once we come to realize this, then we begin to understand better the words of St. Paul in our second reading. For us, everything is about the Lord. Whether we live, whether we die, it's all about the Lord. Everything. Nothing else matters. But it's so difficult for us to come to understand this and to come to truly grasp this in our lives. This is why we struggle so much. We have so much anxiety, so much fear about everything, not just death. We underestimate our God. So on this day in particular, don't do that. I always like to consider the fact that a God who has given us his own Son to suffer and to die to redeem us, unworthy as we may be, what would he refuse us if we were in need? What would he refuse us? Nothing. And if there is a way to save a soul, God will find it. God will find it. We, however, in union with Christ through our prayers and our sacrifices, can also be instruments to help bring about that salvific grace in ourselves and in others. That's a beautiful sharing in the life of Christ and in the love of God. It's not necessary that we share, but it's good. And this is the root of our faith. And once we understand this, once we truly embrace this truth, then everything in life gets much easier. And even death itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.